We're talking today with Oklahoma's Attorney General, the Honorable Scott Pruitt. Mr. Attorney General, you've had a chance to kind of survey the presidential GOP field, and it sounds like you've decided to step forward publicly and endorse one candidate. Tell me about that endorsement.
Yes. I mean, today, as you know, Ron, we engaged in an endorsement and offered an endorsement for Governor Bush. And he and I have actually been in conversation since late April, early May, particularly around issues of federalism. Governor Bush has recognized the leadership that Oklahoma has offered in response to Washington, D.C.'s overreach. And, you know, under this administration, we have a president that is full of hubris. He really believes that Washington, D.C. has all the answers. And Washington's become way too consequential in the lives of everyday Oklahomans as far as their farming and ranching and oil and gas and building subdivisions and the rest as far as economic development. And so Governor Bush and I have actually been talking for several months about how to remedy that, how to give power back to the states, how to recognize the right relationship between the federal and state governments to make sure that Washington is not the center of the universe and is not so consequential in our day-to-day lives. And so as we've discussed that, Ron, I really believe that he embodied that as a governor in Florida. And he's made it a core message of his presidential campaign, and he's asked me to help lead an effort nationally to restore that proper balance between the federal and state governments. So that's why I'm involved and excited to be involved for the governor.
Tell me about this coalition that you will be actually involved with. I guess it's all about what the balance between state and federal government.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the relationships that we've been able to build over the last going on 6 years now, the coalitions that we've built, the relationships with other attorneys general, all in response to the federal overreach, the president's continued abuse of saying that he's going to use his pen and his phone, regulatory action through agencies at the EPA, executive orders like the immigration order, violating the law, all those things that we've been pushing back to respond to this overreach of Washington, D.C., this coalition, this task force, this chairmanship, this advisory role that Governor Bush has asked me to serve is to focus exactly on that, to restore the proper balance, to recognize that there is a role for the federal government, but it is specific. It is enumerated. And the power generally is reserved to the states and to the people. This 10th Amendment approach to how we should do business as a country is real, and it's something that Governor Bush has made a central part of his campaign as a result of our discussions. And so I'm encouraged and excited and really believe that he's committed to these principles in a way that will make a difference once he's elected president.
In regards to the coalition that you'll be involved with as far as trying to look at these issues of state versus federal government rights, it seems like it does really boil down to the regulatory issues that we've seen with, for example, the EPA.
That's right. I mean, when you look at the Waters of the United States rule that has recently been finalized, you look at the Clean Power Plan on climate action that the president is engaged in, both of those rules embody something. They embody a mentality, an attitude that one, a disrespect for rule of law, and two, that Washington knows best. I mean, truly, arrogance and hubris is what I think characterizes this president. He really believes that he knows best. He wants to dictate to us in Oklahoma how we should make a life here, how we should use our land, and how we should live our lives on a daily basis. And it affects us in how we access money to build businesses. It affects us with health care. Obviously, he's taking over the health care industry. He's looking to do the same thing in energy. And we need a president that succeeds him that is dedicated to doing exactly the opposite of that, to disempower Washington and empower the states, to recognize the proper balance and the structures and the checks and balances that exist in our constitutional framework. And Governor Bush has lived that way. He's led that way as governor. When he was governor in Florida, Ron, he adopted the first statewide school choice agenda in the country. He was all about empowerment in education and against the education establishment and fought that education establishment in a meaningful way and truly revolutionized the delivery of education in Florida. 7 of 8 years that he was governor, the economic growth in Florida exceeded every state in the country. 7 of 8 years that he served. And so from an economic perspective, from an education perspective, he gets it. How important the states are and how they should lead the effort and how Washington doesn't have all the answers. And so I'm very, very satisfied and fulfilled in partnering with Governor Bush in this way.
When you look at the you know, these issues that you've raised, some of the examples that you've given of Jeb Bush, how does that translate into what can be done or what should be done by a sitting president in the White House?
I mean, day one as president, let's take the Waters of the United States rule as an example. He can initiate rulemaking day one to undo that rule. He can instruct his Justice Department to take steps to interpret the rule in a different way and to interpret the statute in a different way. So, I mean, he can affect the adverse type of actions that the President Obama is engaged in because, as we know, Ron, he's done it largely through executive order. He's bypassed Congress. So when you do things through executive order, that means the next president can undo them just as quickly. And that's what we're working together to address, whether it's in the EPA context or in other areas of our economy and life. His attitude is to make sure that Washington is limited, the states are empowered, and that we respect the proper balances that are inherent in the Constitution.
You've made reference to WOTUS a couple of times, Waters of the U.S., the rule that the EPA is now in the process of trying to implement. Where do we stand as far? I know you've had litigation. You've been working with other folks trying to maybe extend this particular injunction that was established by the one judge in North Dakota to a broader area of the U.S. Where are we on all of that?
Well, you've already referenced the case in North Dakota, and so 13 states across the country actually have certainty right now. They have an injunction against the administration that the rule cannot be implemented in those states. So that's a good thing for those 13 states. In 37 states, that's not the case. We live in a state of uncertainty. And so there have been various pieces of litigation filed. We have filed litigation in Oklahoma. Georgia has actually filed litigation as well. And there's coalitions of states in three or four different areas. That is being consolidated. Those different actions are likely going to be consolidated in a proceeding in Washington, D.C. And at that hearing and at that proceeding, Ron, we're going to ask that judge to respect and to extend the North Dakota order to stay the enforcement of this unlawful rule from our perspective while the case is pending. So we're trying to get certainty across the 50 states. That's in process as we speak. But it is so important. I mean, this rule, of all the things that the EPA has done since this president has become, you know, has been in office, it is the most egregious and most far-reaching. It literally submits decision-making that we have with respect to how we use our own land to a first stop at the EPA as far as getting permit authority to use our own land. It is quite breathtaking the impact it will have on our economy and on our use of private property. And so we've got to fight this. Prayerfully, we'll get an injunction to prevent the implementation of it because we need it as a country, and hopefully we can continue litigating this, you know, through the rest of this president's term, and then we'll get a President Bush in office that will undo the rule because that's what needs to happen.
At the end of the day, Mr. Attorney General, with this endorsement, what does that mean, you know, to you personally as far as your involvement with his campaign?
You know, for us, I mean, it really is. It's basically taking advantage from Governor Bush's perspective of the coalitions and relationships that we've built over the last 6 years. You know, and all this work that we've done to respond to the overreach of Washington, D.C. in the energy context, in the banking context, in the healthcare context, in the immigration context, and all these areas, the victories that we have garnered and the relationships that have been built, it truly allows him to reach out to those coalitions that we've built and hopefully harvest some support, and that those people understand that he is occupying the space. No other presidential candidate till now has really made this a center part of their agenda. He is literally saying that if I'm elected president, I'm going to give power away. If I'm elected president, I'm going to recognize that the federal government needs to be more limited, not just in how we do budgeting, but literally in the power and reach of the office. And to respect the role of the states and to ensure that as we wake up in Oklahoma, that we can make a life here without having to wonder and worry about who the president is. It's absolutely amazing to me that one person has stood in the way of the Keystone Pipeline. One person. And it's President Obama. And our founders never intended that. Our founders never intended that the checks and balances of our system would allow one person to prevent something like that from happening. But it's happening. He has accumulated power unto himself as president. And Governor Bush is committed to disempowering, you know, Washington, D.C., and giving power away. That is very, very special, very, very right to do, and that's what I'm excited about.
Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who earlier in the day officially endorsed Governor Jeb Bush in his quest to become the GOP nominee for the presidency of the United States. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.